Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm the pastor on this podcast, and I'm here with Will, the intern. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing good.
Okay, so on this episode, you know, we plan to talk about Ephesians and all this stuff and dive deep into it, but it's been a busy week. And
it has been.
I didn't want to feel like crunching in all of this study and research for the podcast, just to be honest.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I thought we'd just talk about Christmas. So we planned on talking about Christmas in the last episode of our season, which is going to be in a couple weeks. And so I thought we would just do it now. Because
it is December.
I'm sitting across from Mr. Christmas himself. Yeah. I'm shocked you're not wearing that hat that you wore at the parade
now. If it was mine, I would have been.
Okay, that makes sense. So we had our Christmas parade yesterday. So
we did.
Walk us through the process of making a float for a Christmas parade.
Okay, so what I've told people so far is that the biggest thing I've learned in ministry, working underneath Eric, is to involve the right people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So before I ever decided that, hey, this is something we may want to look at doing, I made sure that I had a couple people who I won't name, but a couple of people on board who I knew would be good helpers.
Yeah.
They would do a good job. And so once you kind of get that team together, it's all about figuring out what we want to do. How does this want to look? We sort of already had an idea.
Yeah.
So then we just tried to make that happen. Now, if you know anything about me or about Bruce, who helped us a lot, we're very ambitious, right? So
yeah.
We're very...
You have big goals here.
Yeah, we're going to think about what we're going to do, and we're going to see if it's any way possible to make it happen. And we tried, and we did, I think. There was one setback with the float design itself that we couldn't pull off, but it wasn't our fault. It was nobody's fault, but it was because of...
Things happen.
Because of wires and stuff on the road, so... But other than that, no, I mean, it was good. I mean, it's a crazy couple weeks, throw everything together, and then like we've done
like
today.
Floats just don't happen overnight, right? Like
no,
they just
they
don't.
No, they don't.
Okay.
And it probably should have been a little longer than it was this time. So,
yeah.
But it was fun.
Again, I don't know that I've ever went to a parade and thought, man, I wonder how long it took them to make that float. Like, I don't know that that's ever happened. It's almost like church. Like, people just show up, and they're like, oh, it just happens. It's actually, that's not it. We're actually preparing all week for this to happen. But I enjoyed it. So I was part of the float. I was forced against my will to sit on the float and wave at children with my child, and I enjoyed it. I liked it. I liked waving at people. I liked telling people Merry Christmas.
It's nice seeing people.
Yeah. And what was hilarious, though, is that we would pass people we would know, and Charlotte would be in my lap, and I'd be like, we know them, you know, like pointing people. And then we passed our church, and literally it's like all of our church members are sitting out on the front line, and I'm like, hey, it's all our people, you know.
I know you.
Yeah. So that was really fun.
Yeah. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about leadership. It taught me a lot about problem solving. I mean, it was a good experience all around. Other than the fact that I'm Mr. Christmas, like you said. So
well,
I,
but
I
also
enjoyed that reason.
I also saw the people that you involved, and you involved some pretty good people. So,
oh yeah, and that's the thing is
I wasn't worried about it.
I would have never, because I may be ambitious, but I don't know that I'm that ambitious. So, I just think I don't know. You have to do that.
You can't do it by yourself.
No,
there's no
you
way.
You have to involve.
You kill yourself.
To involve the right people, and I think I did. So they were good.
All right, so like I said earlier, you're Mr. Christmas.
I am.
I think you did a good job on the float, by the way.
Appreciate that. It was a good float. It's a good idea.
The mistakes are, you just can't do anything about it.
Can't help but generate a problem.
But I was overall, I was fairly impressed.
I was too.
I was impressed.
They did good.
And I think I've been more impressed by the floats this year than in past years that I've watched it.
Like in the parade total, floats?
I don't think we were here the first parade, but the last two we've been here. And I think I was really impressed by the float selection this year, and maybe I'm just skewed on that, and I'm like used to homecoming parades, and
so something kind of cool, and I don't say this to like boast or float or anything, but we got a phone call. One of the members who helped us decorate the float got a phone call this morning from somebody in Waycross inviting us to bring our float to the parade in Waycross because it's the same theme.
Okay.
As they were like, hey, we really liked your float. We think that would be cool. You need to have it in our parade as well.
Yeah.
Now, at that time, the float was already half stripped off, so, of course, that's not an option.
That's a no-no, yeah.
It was pretty cool to get that. So they did a good job. But, yeah, I agree. They did. It was a nice parade.
Well, we had, like, a bunch of youth running around the float.
And somebody's doing flips.
They're handing out, you know, cards to invite people to church. Yeah. They're handing out candy. I mean, that's... Yeah. You had everything you'd want.
It was great. I think it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So,
like I said earlier, you're Mr. Christmas.
I do. I really enjoy it.
I don't know that there's been a month that we've worked together that you've not talked about Christmas, if I'm being honest. Like, okay. You've at least mentioned it one time.
Probably.
It's almost like that random person on Facebook or social media that's like, all right, it's 364 days till Christmas. You know, like that's
I'm that guy.
You're that
guy. If I use Facebook more often, yeah, I'd be that guy.
Yeah, I just use it as an analogy because I don't use it either.
Right.
I get on it occasionally when I have to send somebody a message or something. Right. So, what do you like so much about Christmas? So, I'm going to be honest. I'm the Scrooge. I'm the Grinch. I'm not into Christmas. And I'm sure we'll talk about some of that as we go on the podcast. Yeah. I don't hate Christmas, okay? Like, I don't know that that's possible for a Christian to hate Christmas, but I'm just not a huge fan.
Well, I'm really excited about the conversation about to be had because I do think I think we agree on essential things. Like,
yeah.
But it is like we're on, like I am hyper Christmas and you're and I'm the opposite. Like, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Like my hype from Halloween just goes
down.
It
just keeps going downhill.
Yeah. It keeps going down.
Yeah.
So what is it that you love about Christmas so much?
So I really don't, thinking about whether there's something in my life or something that has happened, I don't have anything that I can remember or recollect that just makes Christmas, I don't know. I don't know why.
Okay.
I do think that it's just, I mean, of course, you know, the incarnation and
sure.
That's all. Yeah. That's all great.
Sure. Yeah.
But
that's not why you love Christmas. Let's just be honest.
Right. Well, I mean, I do.
It's part of it. It's part of it, right?
I think it's a very joyful season. I think it's a very, it's hard. Now I do understand, as we'll talk about in a few minutes about the other side of that, and they can be a sorrowful Christmas, but for the majority of people, it is a very joyful time.
Yeah,
it is a time of giving gifts, a time of it reminds me a lot of Esther 9 and 10 at the very end of Esther 9, and they're celebrating their defeat over their enemies, and they're spending time feasting and rejoicing,
giving
they're celebrating
gifts to one
with
another.
Each other. And it's just because for like me, it's rare that all my family's together and we get to do that through Christmas, and I don't know, it's just. It's so joyful. I don't know. I love the lights.
Well,
love,
you would think from conversations with me that like someone hurt me on Christmas. Like that's what you would think. You're like, man, who hurt you?
Right.
Like, who gave you socks on Christmas?
Right.
Like, who put coal in your stocking? Like, that's what people would think. But honestly, thinking about Christmas and again, I don't have a great memory, but thinking back, you know, I didn't have a difficult family. Family always got together, and we went to my grandfather's house on Christmas Eve every Christmas Eve. And then Christmas morning, we'd have a Christmas brunch, lunch type thing, give gifts, open stockings in the morning, and then we would go to either my grandfather's house again or his sister's house. And they were neighbors, so I don't really know what was up with that. But we did that. And my family is a lot like me, like a lot really laid back. We have all our problems and stuff, but... You know, we were really laid back. No one's pitching a fit. You know, there's a couple people that are different. But but besides that, you know, they weren't bad. So it's not like I'm like, oh, here comes Christmas. It's not that. To me, I'm the guy that whenever you say, hey, Eric, we're going to get out of the house and we're going to go do something, such and such. To me, I go, or we could just not, and I could stay in my house. That's who I am. But once you get me out doing it, I'm like, okay, this is good. This is fun. That's who I am. And so, but Christmas is the embodiment of that idea. Like, we're going to leave your house and go to somebody else's house and eat, and you're going to get stuff and talk to all these people that you never see. And I'm like, that doesn't sound great. How about we just
not
same idea, and me go to my room. Like, that's who I am. But then I go and have a good time. So, no one's ever hurt me. No one's ever... You know, I've not had a traumatic Christmas or anything like that. I will say that around Christmas, there's just a lot of good things happening that I like.
Right.
You know, like the sycamore tree that happens.
Right.
Or, you know, bringing meals to people or feeding the homeless on Christmas. You know, the Salvation Army does their whole thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, that's things that I like about Christmas. Now, the other stuff, which we'll get into, I'm just not... just can't stand it all. I know you're not. But that part of Christmas I really like. The trees are fine. The reds and greens. I'm not a huge green fan, if I'm being honest. So having a lot of red and green, I'm just like, I'm okay with that. Snow, big fan.
Big fan of snow.
But that's where I came from. Like, I lived in Tennessee. So.
Was there a lot of snow in Tennessee?
Not a whole lot. There were moments. Like, you'd get moments about every 2 or 3 years where you'd get a lot. But, no, like, you hardly ever had snow on the ground.
Nothing crazy.
No. Like, you'd wake up sometimes and it was snowing, but it would all be, it would melt the moment it hit the ground. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
So, what do you not like about Christmas? This is what I want to know from you. Like, is there anything in the DNA of Christmas that you don't like? Because you seem like, you're like, you know what?
That's a great question.
I love the bad, too, because it has to do with Christmas. Like, that's who you are.
I mean, I don't.
And with me, it's like completely opposite. So, I just want to know if there's anything you don't like about Christmas.
I don't. Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know that, and this may be a lot deeper than what you're wanting right here. Okay,
here we go.
So you ready for this?
Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know that I like myself during Christmas.
Okay. Why is that?
So, I'll just give you an example. Here we go. Confession time again on the podcast. We really need some sort of buzzer or something we can click. You know, like other podcasts, they'll have some like, it's something time, and they'll click this button, and it'll go off.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, we need something like that. So, yeah. Confession time. So, we did, as most people know, last week was Black Friday shopping, right? And I found out, I learned about myself, that when something's on a deal, when it's a deal, I'm like,
deal, quote unquote.
I need that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, do I really need that? No.
No.
So, I think something that I have to continually do of myself is make sure that I don't enjoy Christmas for just materialistic reasons.
Sure.
And with that being said, also, I do come from a fairly...
You're not poor.
Right. We're not struggling. And so every Christmas, I do have good memories of getting fairly nice things.
Sure.
From a bunch of different grandparents and things like that. And so I think there's something, I think I have to combat that idea every Christmas of, sure, I get a little excited about that because that's going to happen regardless of what I say. But
yeah,
it's not about that. It needs to be about something. Now, does that mean that I'm not going to like Christmas anymore? No. But I think you just be conscious of that. And because I do think that if you just like Christmas because you wake up on Christmas morning, you get gifts.
You get stuff, yeah.
It's not about that, right? I mean, yeah. it's not about you getting the gifts. I think it's more about, I think like you said, well, there's just so many good things that happen during this season. I mean, like even today, right, or because we recorded this on yesterday for you listening to it, it's Giving Tuesday. I mean, there's just so many things that happen today.
Yeah.
Or during the season that are good. But I don't know. I think maybe that's the one thing that I don't like is I'm tempted to get into a materialistic mindset of I'm just really excited to get stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of so.
And I think that's where I'm going to springboard off of that a little bit because that's my massive, big, fat problem for Christmas. But before I do that, let me just preface what I say.
Go ahead.
If you look at Christmas and it's the only time that you get something nice in the year, I'm 100% okay with that. Like, if you don't get anything right the rest of the year, like, you live in a family that you're not poor, but, you know, you're not buying a new toy every month, you know, and you get something really nice on Christmas, that's great. I think that's fantastic. Like, I don't have a problem with that at all. My problem is that I grew up in a fairly well-off, I mean, we weren't, like, billionaires, but we were fairly well-off. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I probably got a couple of new toys a month growing up as a kid. And you're like, that sounds like you were spoiled. Yeah, probably. Like, that's the way it is. And then on Christmas, I got like 15 things. And it's like, okay, so if I count up these 15 things plus the two I got per month in the 11 months, that's 22 things. I got almost 40-something things that year. Like, I don't need all that stuff. So if Christmas is where you get the one nice thing that you've been waiting for all year, great. Good for you. Awesome. My problem is just it just feels so consumer driven,
right?
And I hate that.
Yeah,
it's like Macy's Day Parade. It's you know buy all these things you're going to wear one time. It's you know getting all these things that you want but don't need. You know, it's funny because if you listen to some older folk talk about Christmas, they talk about how they got like oranges and apples, like in their stocking,
right?
which to them was awesome, right? Like, when you got an apple, mm-hmm. you're like, this is what's up. And they would eat that apple and really like it. Us, we can just be like, apple, I think I'm okay. Like, that's it. That's how we are. Or I'm hungry, so I'm just going to go to the refrigerator, you know. That's how we are. But back in the day, my dad was like, yeah, I got, like, a sack full of oranges one year, and it was awesome. And I'm like, that sounds really sad. Yeah, right. You know, and you moved on, right? But the reality is we're so driven by things that we want. Because needs can be wants, right? Like, the things that you need, you probably want. But things that you don't need that you want, I feel like getting some of those things in a year is okay, but getting a lot of them, or you're just getting everything all the time. And I know you're, how old are you, Will?
20.
20, okay. So I'm almost 30. Yeah. And every year you fall into the abyss of what's called adulthood. Mm-hmm. You start to figure out, I can pretty much get whatever I want whenever I want to.
Right.
You know, not excluding, like, paying off my mortgage and, like, buying a new car, things like that. Right. But, like, if I wanted AirPods, I would buy them.
Yeah.
And do I think it's overpriced for a pair of headphones that I'd probably lose or break? Yeah. But I would get them, and I would be like, okay. And you know, I just wouldn't buy something else. And so it's like this, I don't know. I feel like it's just a celebration of it, and
So what you're not saying, though, is that, like, this idea of giving gifts is bad.
No.
Right.
No.
Because I mean, we do see that in the Book of Esther, but I don't think that gifts is not bad. Is bad, because I think there is joy in giving. I would agree with you, though. I do think there is something to be said about people who are you have nice stuff. You're constantly getting nice stuff.
Right. And I associate a lot of times Black Friday with Christmas.
Yeah.
Because basically that's when a lot of people get their Christmas gifts. For people. Mm-hmm. Now, are those people that are looking for that TV? Yeah, I get it. I was one of those people, okay?
Were you?
Yeah, I was years ago. Two years ago, yeah. And we got our TV. Haven't bought a TV since then. But all I'm saying is, you know, I feel like we've transitioned from this time that's all about family, and it's like a hyper Thanksgiving, you know? Like, it's like Thanksgiving on steroids. Like, you do the exact same things, except they're juiced up with the Christmas drugs or whatever it is, and everybody's going crazy, and my mom wears like a different hat, like crazy hat every year.
Oh, nice.
It's weird. Like, I don't understand it, and she doesn't care that I think that. Like, I think the last time I was there, I think she wore this like hat that was a Christmas tree, but it was made like a spring all the way up with a star, and it would like all the time or whatever. Like, nice. You can't see what I'm doing because it's a podcast, but you know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, Mom, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And she's like, don't care. You know, that she gets really into Christmas. That's great. But me, I'm just like, okay, this is fine. Yeah. Now, the real issue is how we're going to approach the concept of Santa Claus in our household.
Okay.
That's a pretty big thing for me.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Santa Claus. Okay. Now, me and Santa, we're good. But,
like, so is it because you don't want to lie to your daughter? Is that...
Well, let's just say that if someone's listening to this and there's children in the car, that we totally affirm that Santa Claus is real.
Yes, we
but
do.
In a hypothetical sense, if he were not real, let's clarify that. We 100% believe Santa Claus is real.
He is.
But let's say he's not real. You know, I just don't know that I'm comfortable with telling my child that this mystical being watches her 24/7 throughout the year. And that is going to come in the middle of the night, break into our home, basically, you know, and leave a bunch of gifts, and he's out.
Like, yeah, but
I just don't know that I'm doing that. I don't know that I'm doing that.
It's like you're spinning this, like, weird criminal
activity. He's a B&E specialist. He is a B&E specialist.
No,
he's a breaking and entering specialist.
No. I think
do you have a chimney in your house?
No.
Okay, then he's a breaking and entering specialist. How do you think he gets in? Face through the wall?
Still, like, yes. What is he doing? He's powerful, right? He's magical. I think you may be thinking
he punches through the window of your door and unlocks it like a spy movie. I think
a bigger problem would come as I don't know that, and again I don't have children, so I don't.
You don't.
I'm not here yet, but yeah. I don't know. I don't mind saying. I mean, that's what I did when I was little. But I think
I figured out at 7 that Santa Claus wasn't
real. And I think that would be a bigger problem if you're like 8, 9, 10. And you're still doing this thing with your child, and they're that old.
Yeah.
Then you may, but sure. 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know that they're
well,
because I just don't know. To them, it's
to me, it's I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured you were.
And that's
because I can understand that.
That's what gets me. But we've had conversations on the podcast lately, and I mean lately is in the past year, where we talked about lying and what actually is lying. You know, because we talked about the situation with the women in Exodus who didn't kill the Hebrew babies and they're rewarded for their deception, and lying about it. And then there's Rahab, who lies to the authorities about where the Israelites are, and she's hidden them away, you know. And God's like, great job. And you're like, what? You know, like, you know.
Yeah. wait a minute.
wait a minute, you know. But I've kind of come to a new understanding of what lying really is, lying for own personal gain.
Right.
And I don't know that I would be telling my daughter that Santa Claus is real for personal gain. I don't know that I would that I would consider that lying at that point. So maybe I'm softening my stance on Santa Claus. I don't know. I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
I think people have a problem with either the lying or B, and this maybe gets springboarded into something else, but B, the, well, is it distracting from the main purpose of Christmas? Is Santa Claus coming and giving us gifts? Is that distracting from the main part? And again, I think it can, but because of this mystical being, I think you have the free reign as a parent of being the, again, we affirm that Santa Claus is real, but if he was not,
100%.
You have the free reign that this parent has to give whatever he wants to. So if Santa Claus only brings one gift, then he only brings one gift. I think we need to be careful and not overthink.
Yeah.
Santa Claus, and I think, not that that's what you're doing, but I'm just saying, I think if we're not careful, we can come up with all kind of hypotheticals of, well, these kids at school got 18 gifts from Santa, but I got one, and
sure,
but is that really, I mean, again, I don't have kids, but.
Well, I also think that if you talk about Jesus 12 months out of the year, in your family setting, like constantly, and then 1 month of the year, you're also talking about Jesus, right? And in a more intentional way, like this is his birth. This is the reason why he's here, that kind of thing. But it's accompanied with Santa Claus. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But as long as every other month is about Jesus, we're good.
Well,
good
and I like what you said, because I think that's a fair point, is that we shouldn't. My biggest thing when we get to Thanksgiving is always that we're not just, Thanksgiving shouldn't be the only time that we're thankful. But we just have a holiday to sort of celebrate that. And I think that's the same thing with Christmas, is that all of a sudden we all get religious. Right, you have those CNE Christians, the ones that come on Christmas and Easter. It's like we, all of a sudden, okay, now it's Christmas time. We need to.
What do I do on Christmas? I go to church.
Right. So what's different about this season than the rest of the year?
Yeah.
I would say that there may be, like you said, it may be more emphasized.
Yeah.
But I don't know that there should be anything like completely.
Like I'm not talking about Santa in July.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But you still could be talking about the incarnation. And all I mean by that is
exactly.
Is, Christ being born.
Jesus in human form.
Right. And so I think that's a really good point, is that this is not just something we should be doing in Christmas time, but be doing it all year long.
All the time. Right. Like, how refreshing. I don't know. So let me just, I'm going to tell you my opinion, and I want you to tell me. So when you're sitting in a church service in May or June, and you hear, and the preacher gets up and says, we're going to talk about the story of the incarnation through Jesus Christ. I really like that.
Right,
like I end up, my ears lift a little bit. Like, okay, I'm not used to talking about Jesus's birth in June.
Right,
why don't we do that? You know, I think that's awesome. You know, like when series are like Christmas in June or things like that. I think that's really cool.
Right,
because it gives us a different spin on it, and we don't have to wait a whole nother year before we talk about Jesus being born to Mary. You know,
right.
So I'm good with Santa. We're all good. You know, we're bros. So let me ask you another question. So now that we know how you feel about Santa, how do you feel about Elf on the Shelf? How do you feel about that?
So my little sister's done it.
Okay. How'd that go over?
Both of them did. It went fine. Because for those who don't know what the Elf on the Shelf is, you take the elf out of the box, you stick it on
and it watches you.
And it watches you, right? And it's supposed to, it relays back
it
to Santa Claus, right?
It's got a hidden walkie-talkie over
it. Every night, the elf moves.
Yeah.
To a different location.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How
didn't they
that?
Put it in
I
your refrigerator
know.
One year
yes,
and you opened
we
up the
did.
Fridge?
Well, so what's funny about that is that, so last year we were pulling out Christmas stuff and found it because my little sister used to do it.
Yeah.
And so what we did last year with it is we just stuck it in places. And so one time, yeah, I opened my refrigerator and he was sitting there in the front.
Oh, I would have lost it.
And my mom
it.
Thought it was hilarious because she's the one who put it there. She's like, oh, I thought I'd got you. And she did.
So random side note, I found a random baby doll in the gym.
Yes, you did. And so I walked in this morning and him staring at me.
I propped it up in the kitchen. Like right
I
as
really
you walk in.
I really thought somebody else did that. I
there's
did not think
no
it was
way.
You.
Well, it's a weird looking baby.
It really is. It's not like a normal.
It looks sickly. Like right. It doesn't look right. Okay.
Right.
And I was like, this is going to freak out some people. Right.
So, but with Elf on the Shelf, I think if you overthink it, sure, you can find problems. But yeah. I think it brought my sisters a lot of joy.
Sure.
They enjoyed waking up every morning to go find the thing.
Yeah.
Now, was anybody ever scared to death at night? That
did you wake up and it's like right here?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's like a Chucky movie or something. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm indifferent to it. If you want to do it, I think it's great.
Are y'all doing it with Charlotte this year?
We never even talked about it. Oh. See, the problem is the reason why I'm thinking about all this stuff is because Charlotte's remembering everything.
Okay. Is she?
Which is the scariest thing ever. Because she'll remember things that I said like a month ago. And I'm like, I said that and you weren't meant to hear that. Or she'll say, she's saying princess, mm-hmm. You know, and that means Frozen. She says Mickey Mouse, which means Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. She's remembering things. She knows who Goofy is and Donald is and Pluto and Mickey mm-hmm. and Minnie. And who's the girl duck? What's her name?
No, it's not Daffy, is it? Daisy.
Daisy, that's right. You almost said Daffy. That's hilarious.
Daffy Duck.
Oh,
isn't
man.
That a duck?
I'm falling apart, yeah. Isn't Daffy Duck in Bugs Bunny? Isn't that
oh,
right?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You're right. That's right. I'm in wrong universe.
Yeah. Rabbit season.
In the wrong
it's duck universe. Season. Yeah. It's duck season. Yeah.
In the wrong universe.
Yeah, so anyway. So, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I think if you could overthink all these things and there'd be...
So let me ask you another random question. We're running out of time. Hit like, me. It's
know,
going out of style.
Go ahead.
But, why is Harry Potter associated with Christmas? Like, have you thought about that? Like,
that's a great question.
Harry Potter is super associated. Is it because every book goes through like a year?
Speaking of that, so side note off of that, like, do you know, like, there's a popular TV network. I'm not going to mention the name, but there's a popular TV network that does a Days of Christmas
yes.
series,
yes.
right? Mm-hmm. Well, do you notice that their movies are never like... Like, they have movies like Harry Potter or...
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, no.
What is that?
I need, like... Red off the red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah.
I said red off.
You did.
Red off the...
I was going to let it go.
It is. You should... I
was going to let it go.
I thought myself, I was like, that does not sound right. Yeah, Rudolph. We
red
need Rudolph.
Off.
We yeah. need Frosty the Snowman. We need... Where are these movies? Yeah. Not
Harry just because Bat- snow's in your movie
right.
doesn't
well,
make you
that's
a Christmas
I was gonna say,
movie.
I think that may be the...
Yeah.
So is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I've never seen it.
100%.
It is.
Because I think it happens on Christmas. I think it happens on Christmas.
Okay.
Don't quote
it?
Me on that, but I'm pretty sure it does.
I think it's a debate.
And it's a really great movie.
So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's just too good.
Christmas Vacation. I think I've seen it. Is that where they find the squirrel in the...
Yeah.
Do they find a squirrel in the
yeah.
Christmas tree?
The turkey explodes open.
And so that's the movie where he like loses his job or he's waiting on a Christmas
bonus. It's the bonus, yeah.
That's what okay. I've
up,
seen
yeah.
it, but it's been
it's so good, man. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Just old school back in the day comedy.
Right.
It's just so good.
Right.
So good.
Yeah.
I was gonna bring up one more thing about Christmas.
You gonna ask me? You gonna ask me what mine is?
Yeah, what's your favorite? Oh god. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Will?
The Polar Express.
Ding dong. It's
such
yeah.
a good movie.
Yeah.
Such a good movie,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
That
I'm actually going to watch it this Christmas.
I'm telling you, with the bell at the end.
I'm going to watch
so
it.
Good.
I'm going to watch it because I don't even remember one thing that happens in it, so I'm going to watch
the
it.
The sad thing is that I'm like, I mean, is it really that good of a movie? I don't know, but I just
yeah.
really, it brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to watch it and be like, this thing is terrible.
And, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You know what else is associated with Christmas in movies?
What?
Star Wars.
Is it? Well, it's yeah. probably because it comes out every year.
Yeah, every 2 years. A Star Wars movie comes out on Christmas.
Really excited
that
for this
is
one.
Weird. I just don't get it. I don't
yeah.
understand.
I guess stuff that comes out in this time.
I mean, it's a really good marketing opportunity because tons of people go to the movies near Christmas. Like
do they?
Yeah. And in my anniversary, December 18th, we've celebrated every one of our anniversaries that correlates with the Star Wars movie. We've been in the movie theater.
Really?
Yeah, we have.
This year you won't be.
I'm
though,
like,
right?
happy anniversary, honey. Yeah. And she's just like,
because it didn't come out till December 20th this year.
Yeah, but we'll be traveling.
You get,
so
will you?
While we're in Tennessee, we're going to go watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And if my wife is listening to this right now, going, no, we're not. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
100%.
You're doing
I don't ask for anything in this family, and I'm asking for this, okay?
That's exactly
that's the one.
That's a
this is the one thing I want. Any final thoughts on Christmas for
no,
me?
No, I think it's a good holiday. I'm excited as always. I mean, you just wait to what my office will look like here in a couple days.
Yeah. I totally expect to be walking into the Mac building and just hear the shh, shh.
You will. I'll be playing Sleigh Bells the whole time.
Sleigh Bells ring.
Yeah.
I'll be hearing that.
It will be. I mean, it is. I'm a big fan. Just love it. But
I'm becoming more excited about Christmas every year that Charlotte's been alive.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't.
I was going to say, when she starts remembering. And
like her first Christmas, she was like barely a lump of human, right? Right. Her second Christmas, she doesn't know what the heck is going on, but a bunch of people are around. Now she's starting to, you know,
get a little more.
It's starting to click.
Yeah.
So,
but we do have two more episodes left. We're going to walk through, finish Ephesians.
We
but
are.
We do hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you do have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's always a good season. So
it is. I'm going to see my family, which I never see. Yeah.
Go give a dollar or something.
When are you going to have your next one?
Yeah. That's a great.
When are you going to look for a promotion? When are you going to. When are you going to be a real pastor?
I'm sure looking that's for them. Exactly what your family
I'm looking
like
for them. Yeah.
Or talks like.
And I walk out. Like, I walk out. I don't even care.
No.
When are you having the next one walking out? Like, I don't even care. Joe's like, where are you going? Like, I don't have time for
I'm
this.
I'm leaving. So.
Aunt Joan, right. You can keep that opinion to yourself.
Aunt Joan.
I don't
Aunt
know why Joan.
Joan.
I think what it's because I wanted to say Rhonda, but Rhonda's my actual aunt, so.
Well, Rhonda,
and she's a great woman, by the way.
If you're
great
listening
woman.
To this podcast,
Rhonda, you're the real MVP. Your
you
son,
are.
I love him to death. He's like a brother to me.
Really,
and I'll get MVP. To see him too, and his kid. Our kids are relatively the same age.
Are they?
Yeah,
they can play together. And no,
yeah, I don't know that I want his kids associating with my kids.
Okay,
but it's whatever.
Well, if your cousin's listening, that's
he's not. I could call him right now, and he wouldn't be. Yeah. Maybe he is. Maybe he'll call me tomorrow. He's one of those people that you have to call 25 times before they pick up the 26th time. They're like, hey, man, how's it going? It's like, yeah, I'm pretty mad, pretty upset. I've called you 25 times. And you've now he's like, I didn't get him. And it's like, now you're a liar.
Now you're lying.
Now not only are you unreliable, but you're a liar.
There's no way.
I would be dead on the side of the road.
There's no way that you've missed 25 calls.
We're a lot alike. I'm 29 and he's 25. Mm. So. You would like him. You'd probably like him more than me, if I'm being honest.
It's really not hard.
He's a little more. Wow. We need to end this podcast.
All right.
We've got along this whole podcast about Christmas, and then you take a shot like that. What the heck?
All right. Merry Christmas. We are for the Word, for the truth, for the church, and we like the incarnation. Big fan of that.
Go Jesus.
Go Jesus. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you. See you next week.